Hi, I'm Pam Sidhu, and I'm joined today by a musical innovator. He's worked with the likes of Diljit Dosanjh, yep, the Back to Basics album, Jazzy B, Surinder Shinda, to name but a few. But now he has just recently smashed it with Gurren Aujla, working on the brand new album, BTFU. I'd like to welcome our very own local lad, True School.
How you doing, Pam? You all right?
I'm doing really well, thanks. All the better for seeing you this morning.
What? Derby. It's a Derby thing, isn't it?
It is a Derby thing. So for those of you who don't know, I am actually from Derby. I travel over to Leicester every day for the radio. But there's a magical sound coming out of Derby. It has been for many years. And you're the main man responsible for this. You know, you've worked, you've got artists that are coming from abroad all the way here to Derby to work with you.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Derby's got its own artists that, you know, that I've recorded and worked with. Like, I mean, JK's Derby, and I taught him how to sing, and I produced his album, Gulvinder Jaur Boliya, and other songs that we did. He's also on Bota Jaknari. He's from Derby. Gafir Brad as well. And, you know, most of the artists that I've recorded, I've actually come here and recorded. I think the only one who's not recorded here is Lab Janjua. That he was recorded in Punjab, but Kaka, Lembit, everyone, they've all been here, you know, and recorded.
So basically, when people ring you up, you say, right, if you want to work with me, you need to come to Derby.
Yeah. I mean, I've worked the old school way, so I don't do the whole internet thing, you know, sending vocals across. I'm a traditionalist, so I feel like you need to sit with the person and make the music properly, because if you're a producer, you need to be putting, you need to be directing the whole thing. Otherwise, it's not really legitimately your work. You know, somebody else is just doing it for you and you're putting your name on it. So I don't agree with that. So, absolutely.
So you know, you're bringing it back to basics, right? Literally, and keeping it real.
Yeah. So, well, keeping it proper, I'd say, keeping it proper.
Yeah. But you know what? A lot of people, they've heard of you. They know you're here in the UK. They know you're here in Derby. But people want to know more. It's like, were you born here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Born and raised in Derby.
You're born and raised here, but the music that's coming out of you is very traditional. Well, you've got a whole mix going on there. You know, we'll talk about that in a little while, but you have got this really raw folk sound coming out as well that has come out in the past. So where's this come from?
I mean, I don't want to keep going, bring it back to Derby, but I have to there because of what you've asked. It's like, you know, like my dad and my dadji and stuff, like, you know, the area where we're all from is, most Punjabis are from Pear Tree, which is like, you know, our equivalent of like a Handsworth kind of area or a Southall. So, you know, it's just, it is a very, very dissy place, very, very, you know, old school. Like, you know, my bibi, she couldn't speak a word of English, do you know what I mean? So, like, we were brought up in a very dissy, not just household, and just a dissy area, you know, like I remember primary school, infant school that I went to, it was like 70% Punjabis, you know, and then senior school was like, you know, 60% Punjabi. So my college, Will Morton, was, that was just like a Punjabi community centre.
Well, I always say, and I said this when I moved to Derby, in fact, I got married here, right? I always said I got married in the bin. It is a proper bin, you know, in terms of Punjabi, in terms of bin. So I can see that. But where did the musical influences come from?
Well, my dadja, he is Ranjit, his name is Ranjit Singh Olk. So he was a percussionist, so he could play the tabla, dolki and dol. Dolki and dol was his main thing. So he initially taught me. I mean, so I was born, we were all living in the same house at one point, you know, like the old school days. Yeah. So I'm born there with Dabla and Dolki around the house when there was hardly anyone in the whole country who could play it in them days. Yeah. So the fact that he could play the Dol was like, it had a huge impact because everyone around the area knew a child or Dol master, you know, or like if he'd played the, so if it was like somebody's wedding and he got the Dol, like everyone would be like, oh, we've got to go and listen to the Dol. It was such a big occasion. And so for that to be in the family, it's just had a massive impact because my dad and Jabji, they were always listening to Manik and Shinda and Sadiq and Dadar Sandhu and later on Dadar Suman. But my other two youngest Jabji, Manjit and Surjit, they were listening to Michael Jackson, the Jacksons and Stevie Wonder and all of that. So like very soul music, Motown. With that and the Punjabi, it was just like, it was just, when you've got something like Kuldeep Manik, screaming down, you know, coming out the speaker, blazing at you. It just hit me in my head, really. So that's what it was.
Yeah. So you're born into this, you know, you've been surrounded by it from the beginning. That's such a blessed start. And, you know, when we're listening to some of the sounds that you're coming out with, of course, everybody knows, you know, the people that you've worked with in the past, I've already mentioned, but this album, let's bring it back to this album at the moment, the music, the collaboration that you've done with God and Orjala is absolutely huge. It's trending everywhere, over 20 countries. It's doing really, really well. It's hitting the top of those charts. How did that happen?
He released a song called Red Eyes.
Yeah.
So just when, like, so I think when the pandemic started, like March 2020, around that time is when we heard it. And it sounded like a song that I'd produced for JK, Shalim Mundiga. And I could tell by the music. And then I didn't realise the guy who did the music on that song was actually a fan of me. He'd been messing with me on Facebook for years, calling me a star and this, that, the other. So I thought, is Garden Ojda, like, does he listen? Is he like a fan of us guys or something? That's what I thought. And then I'd heard one or two more and I was like, okay, something's going on here. And then I ended up getting a message from Garden Ojda. I was like, okay, so it kind of it all makes sense. And he messaged, I eventually, when I did get back to him, I thought, well, let's just have a chat on the phone, because he's like, can we do something? I always want to speak to the person and see if I can get on with them first. I don't even bother committing to any kind of music at all. It's just like, let me see what the guy's like. And, you know, then he told me that he's a big fan of all the albums I've done and everything. So it kind of made sense. And then, you know, and then I eventually found out that the guy who did the music for that song was who I thought it was. He was messaging me on Facebook all them years ago. So, and then it was just like, can we do a song? I was just like, you know, I got such a good vibe off him. I don't know what came over me. I was like, look, you know what? Forget doing a song. I don't like doing songs. Why don't we try and do an album? And he was over the moon because he didn't expect that me to say that. He's like, if we can do that, that'd be amazing. And that was it, literally. And then that's how it happened. And then obviously we had a lot of conversations on the phone, a lot of FaceTime. So I made sure we were doing a lot of FaceTime. So it's like I was connecting with him properly, like the next best thing to meeting him.
Yeah.
To form that connection. And then he eventually ended up coming here. So when he came, it's like I already knew him.
Yeah. Did you take him down to Pear Tree as well when they come, show him the roots?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's seen everything and he's walking all around, looking over, and I was taking him for walks. So, you know, there's a song on the album called Bolli.
Yes.
And he says, Garbi, 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 ni, Sonia, true school, natara, ojala, ferda, darbi. He actually wrote that when we were going for a walk in Little Over. So
amazing.
Because we were going on a walk, he was like, so, because I said we need those verses written because we're going to go back and record. I go, we need a Bolli, we need two Bolli. Whilst we were walking, he thought, well, I'm going for a walk, I might as well say it in the song. So that was a legit line. It was a legit line, you know.
Perfect. As I said, you're putting Derby on the map in more ways than one. You know, it's even going into the lyrics now as well with Garden Ojda. So you said, you know, he came over here. He's not the only one as well. You know, we know in the past, like, the Jeets come here to work with you. Garden Ojda has come here to work with you. And it's because of the sound. You know, you are a musical innovator, the sounds that are coming out of you. But tell us, like, how did you, because I've listened to the album, right? And every track is different. And it's one of those where it's like, you've got to listen to it again and again and again, because you get it on so many different levels every time you hear it. And the amount of instruments that you've used, it just blew my mind. You know, some of the tracks have just totally blown my mind in terms of, you know, I could hear algoze, I can hear thumbi, I can hear flute, I can hear all kinds of different instruments that you've fused together. Tell us, how do you do this? I've got so many questions that I want to ask you. You know,
I play a lot of instruments. I'm a musician first and foremost before I'm a producer. So, you know, double R, dolgi, dola, tumbi, algoje, harmonium, the keyboards, all the drum patterns, all the bass lines, all the chord work. I'm playing all, you know, any melody you're hearing on the keyboard, I'm playing that. If you're hearing a flute or a mandolin, I've even composed what they're playing. So I compose that on the keyboard and say, you need to replicate this identically note by note. So that's it's all coming from my mind in terms of composition and then production too. So being a musician stroke producer, that's why you're hearing what you're hearing. And that's why there's such a variety of instrumentation in there, because just because being a musician of, you know, and understanding those instruments, like even the guitar, for example, I can play a little teeny bit of it, but I don't really play the guitar, but I understand fully what the guitarist is doing, every note on it, what the chords are. So I can tell the guitarist, well, these are the chords, and I can guide him, you know, to the fullest degree, really.
Yeah. And that's why you're creating this amazing fusion. I mean, I want to take it to one of the tracks on the album, It's a Hustle. Where did the musical influences for that one come from?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that one, because all the keys that you hear when the song starts, I've played all those on the keyboard, so there's no, they're not acoustic sounds, they're not actual instruments, they're all keyboards. Yeah. And where that came from, I mean, there's a lot of websites on there with samples that people are taking, like websites like Splice and stuff. And I was like, you know what, I'm not going to go on Splice and take a chord sequence. I'm going to play one and make it sound modern and current, like those samples. So I played all those chords and we filtered them and processed them, me and my engineer Taj TL. So we proper processed and mashed them all up and made it sound like today's sound, but yeah, coming from my hands, you know, from my fingers. So
yeah,
that's why it sounds like that, but different at the same time. And then I put it with my usual hip hop beats, like the drums and the bass line and stuff, and then with the folk. So that's how you ended up with that sound.
So this is what really got me about that one is It's a Hustle, the way you've done the music, you know, as you just mentioned, then the hip hop beats, and then the way you've brought the folk music into it as well. It's like something I've not heard before, something that we have not heard before. So you're taking it to another level again, True School. You know, you do this with when you drop your albums, when you drop new music. And you mentioned earlier as well about how there's a whole group of people now, this whole sound that's coming out of Derby, because like, as you mentioned, we've got JK, we've got Govinda Johar, there's the other people that you mentioned there as well, yourself. So what can we look forward to? What is coming out of Derby? Because obviously you've put us on the map internationally.
We've got more because we've got TL, who's a producer as well. He's from Derby as well. He's released a few songs. On the Back to Basics album, one song, Bordi Lard, was actually made by TL. And he's got other songs out. We've got writers like Manjeet Samurai here as well. So we've got it all in-house here, actually.
Yeah.
And I teach vocals here as well. So we've got a lot of people coming. There's a few lads from Derby that learn who, you know, may be coming out soon. But we've got people coming from all over England, from Leicester, Nottingham, you know, Birmingham, Leamington, and, you know, north, south. It's sort of from everywhere, you know. So there's a lot happening. There's a lot happening.
A lot has happened because even like, you know, I was mentioning some people there, another local act, Chaos, Ammo here, you know, you guys have worked really closely together.
So Ammo, and they're from Derby as well. So Chaos Productions are from Derby. I mean, they've moved to Leicester now, but yeah, everything they did and learned and all that, they were born and bred here.
Yeah.
So we've had the Radio Derby, Adjkali, which was the main sort of source for interviews for the whole industry, you know, that was the Having that was a big influence as well, I've got to say. So, you know, all the biggest artists, every Friday they'd be coming here. So we've always had that. We've had some huge tape stores here selling the cassettes, the CDs. So we've always had that big Bhangra buzz in Derby. Then, you know, I think that was part of the reason why I started learning the instruments and sort of starting something up myself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, there was a huge, because those people who don't know that might be listening right now, there was a huge UK Bhangra scene, 80s, 90s, even going into the 2000s. It was massive. The music that was coming out of here was more than even what was coming out of Punjab at that time. You know, we had the leading bands in terms of Azad, Hira, Alap, you know, Jarag Bachar. There's just so many, you know, the sounds of the Sahotas. I could just go on and on. We could have like a full on chat for hours all about what happened here in the UK. But what I'm seeing happening right now is there seems to be a resurgence happening in terms of music. People are coming back here again, as we've mentioned.
I hope so, because we need that to happen for the UK. And that's something we're actively as a group trying to push, because so we've started a label called Check One Records, which is a Derby-based label, but it's obviously it's an international thing. And the whole point of that is to sort of try and get the UK up and running again, try and encourage young producers from, you know, all over the country, like Red Valve, etc., and, you know, Maximum Energy, Cool Star. We've got so many, there's so much talent here in the UK that I'm trying to now give them a platform and say, look, we can start this again. There's, you know, there's producers like Mani Sandhu, he's doing very well. You know, there's still things here, and there's people here with talent. And it's all about producing the content again, try and make it as good as possible to that standard and stop pushing it out again, because a lot of people are just, they've just kind of got deflated and they're not making music here. So we are, it's not just about the resurgence, it's just about sort of like making a sort of what's the word, distinguishing ourselves again, to saying, okay, this is our UK thing, and our, and have a local scene again, like a domestic UK scene again.
Yeah,
that's so important, because Canada's have got, they've got their scene, but we do need to have ours. And I don't think it necessarily needs to compete with each other, it just needs to exist, you know. And I think that's very important for us, and we're trying to make that happen again, and hopefully it will stop, because there's stuff coming out of here now, you know, there's new vocalists here, you know, we've got stuff happening with JK again, so hopefully we've got this ticking away again.
Yeah, can you tell us a bit about the projects that you've got coming up? You just mentioned JK there, what else have you got coming up?
I've got more albums that I've produced, so I can't really mention which ones they are, but I've done one Punjabi film album, the entire album for there's a song Ford on the Garden Arjala album.
Yeah.
So this Punjabi film that I'm doing the soundtrack for, the whole soundtrack, all the music is like Ford songs, and there's 15 songs on the Desi folk genre. It's gonna be proper pure Punjabi Desi tabla talk, you know, what you had in the Manik Shinda Chimkila
days. Oh yeah, yeah.
So I've made a whole album with a big artist. That's going to be out very soon, actually. That film's going to get released, and so the album will be out with that. It's a folk Desi album.
So when you say it's a big artist, you can't actually reveal right now who it is. We're going to have to wait and see, aren't we? So you're keeping us waiting.
I'd rather announce it properly at the time, and then I've done. And then there's a very popular female artist who I've done a full album for as well in Punjab. That's 95% complete.
Wow.
I'll be back on JK's album again after a couple of singles, and then another really top artist with a top voice who are doing his album as well, and as we get closer to the time that will be revealed as well. So I'm just doing albums because I prefer that over doing singles, really.
You're bringing it back to its traditions, aren't you? And but it's great, it's so inspirational to speak to you, and I'm sure other people listening to you are inspired as well. So for those of you who are listening, if you've been thinking about picking up those instruments and going for it, now's the time, because we are back on the map. Lots of people smashing it here in the UK. And you know, as I mentioned, you've got people coming. This is what gets me. You've got big, big names. These are not small artists. These are massive names that are coming all the way here to Derby, writing lyrics as they're walking down the streets of Little Over with you, putting us on the map even more. But you're inspiring, and the thing that really blows my mind is in terms of the folk sound coming out. You know, there's people going to be sat in India, in Punjab, that are going to be hearing that, and that's the UK sound.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting that you say that. You know, when I did the Ford song with Garden Arjala, that song, I always make sure there's a folk Desi, pure Punjabi. I'm on about it. Absolutely pure, no keyboards in there. It's got to be pure authentic acoustic sounding like it was made, you know, 35, 40 years ago. I always made sure that there's got to be at least one or two in every album. So when I did this Gardens album, I was just like, I don't know what people are going to say about it, but it has to be there. And the maddest thing is, so this album's getting streamed like mad, and that song is the most streamed song in the whole world out of that album.
Perfect.
The worldwide, that song's getting streamed more than all the others, which I just, that is so brilliant to know, because that showed me that people still want to hear true, real Punjabi music, you know. That's what it tells me.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that as well, because at one point recently, in fact, there's been a lot of Punjabi stuff released without the Punjabi music. It's like Western music, or even Spanish music, you know, different types of music, but not your traditional Punjabi music. So it's great that, you know, you're bringing it back.
Well, that's a mindset thing, because I feel, my view is like, when you, if you're making Punjabi music, it's not just about having the language on the song Punjabi. Like, I feel like there needs to be Punjabi instrumentation in there, otherwise it's not Punjabi music anymore. I mean, the thing is, there's nothing stopping you from making a song that's got totally 100% Western instruments in there with Punjabi, which you can do that as well. But
you've shown how you can fuse that together, and it works really well.
But having the Punjabi instrumentation, I think that's like a must. I think that's going to happen. And I found it funny with a lot of people from India, you know, even the songs that are like very hip hop based in this album with a bit of the Punjabi, they're calling them folk songs because it's got a little bit of instruments in there. So they actually don't get what
Oh my, they don't be with at the end and they think that's it, that's folk.
Yeah, it's like almost alien to them. So they don't know what actual fusion is. It's just really funny because they're just so used to hearing Western music with a Punjabi vocal on top. It's really weird. But yeah, hopefully we can bring that balance back.
Yeah, it sounds like you are bringing it back. It's not even about a future tense. It's happening right now. And you started with this album now. In fact, you've been doing it for a long time. But before we go, what's your favorite instrument? What do you, if you had to pick one right now, what's the one that you enjoy playing the most?
I mean, I definitely can't answer that question because, you know, the first instrument I learned was the drums and the tabla dorki. But so I can't, you know, I mean, I practice harmonium probably. That's probably the most deepest I've gone with an instrument, classical raga and stuff. But then I don't want to say it's my favorite over the ones I learned first. So I just say that, just treat them all the same, to be honest.
I haven't really
got a favorite instrument now.
You've got a great relationship with so many of them. It's brilliant. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today here at Subbush Radio. We really appreciate it. Local lad, as I mentioned, you know, from Derby, putting us on the map internationally. You have been doing for many years. This is nothing new. You have been, you know, up there at, right at the top of the scene for many, many years, working with the greats, continuing to do that. This album with Goran Ojala, BTFU, yeah. See, I'm trying not to say the full title because obviously not allowed on radio. But it's amazing. And it's just going from strength to strength. It's just getting bigger and bigger. And we're going to be seeing a lot more stuff from you as well, True School. So thank you so much. Keep inspiring.
Thank you very much. See ya.